Chapter 3. Working Undercover. We walked quickly through the narrow streets of Florence. I looked over at Benvenuto. He looked perfectly calm. "How will you do this?" I asked. "Where will you find the time? What will Signor Agnolo think?" "Signor Agnolo doesn't need to know," he said. "I can do it, but I may need some help. Will you help me, Piero?" I hesitated. I didn't want to get in trouble with Signor Agnolo, but Benvenuto was my friend, and I would do anything to help him. "Yes," I said, "as much as I can, that is." "Thank you," he said, "and don't worry, you'll be rewarded." I didn't say anything. A reward would only happen if he finished the work on time, and that was no certainty. The next morning, Benvenuto got up early and went to meet the lady at the Duke of Cosimo's house. When Signor Agnolo asked about him, I said that he had gone to fetch water. Signor Agnolo glared at me and muttered that that was my job. Benvenuto should not waste his time on such lowly tasks. He did not ask any further questions, though, so we were safe. Benvenuto returned and sat down at his bench. He motioned for me to come to him. I watched as he unfolded a piece of silk. Inside were several bracelets. Benvenuto pulled one out and we looked at it carefully. The bracelet was plain, but the gold was of high quality. "Is she an important lady?" I whispered. He nodded. "I think so." "Good. She will be a customer for life after I finish this."